This is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟夕实 Chapter 116 Translation by myself and edited by Yuki Ryan Happy Beth. Shen Qiao had originally thought that Yan Wuxi's injuries were not too serious. Even if he hadn't yet fully recovered after a few days, he should still be feeling mostly better. He didn't expect that upon checking the other's pulse at this time, he would find the other's qi laying stagnant within his meridians. The circulation of his blood was sluggish, with faint signs of blood stasis. His condition seemed somewhat worse than before. Could it be that Xue Ting's martial arts had already reached a realm where his attacks were seemingly unsubstantial? Like floating an untethered duckweed, but in reality they had infiltrated deep into the bones? Although, if Xue Ting's martial arts had already reached such a realm, how could he have been defeated by Yan Wuxi and even let the other person destroy his martial arts? Yan Wuxi covered his mouth and coughed twice, and solved the mystery for him. It's just that I've been extremely busy with handling the Huan Yue Zong's affairs, gathering back our previously dispersed forces. Hence, I didn't have the time to recuperate from my injuries. I didn't expect for it to be this serious. Shen Xiao frowned slightly, saying, It concerns your own health. How can you neglect it and take it so lightly? Yan Wuxi smiled, evidently unconcerned. No need to worry. It's not a life-threatening injury. It should be fully recovered in another 3 to 5 days. Shen Qiao pondered for a moment, then took out a small porcelain bottle from within his robes. Our respective Neigong foundations of the Tao and of the demonic path are antithetical to one another. Hence I cannot aid you. However, Xuan Dushan has some excellent injury medications that have been passed down for generations. I've obtained some ingredients from one of the nearby medicinal shops and prepared this medicine according to one of those prescriptions. If you believe them to be trustworthy, then eat some of these. Take 3 pills per day. It will gradually alleviate your injuries. Yan Wuxi picked up the porcelain bottle and found it slightly warm in his hands, still retaining some of Shen Xiao's body heat. His thumb rubbed against the delicate porcelain bottle. This action carried a vague and indescribable sense of ambiguity. Shen Xiao didn't think too much on the matter. He assumed that due to the other man's suspicious nature, he didn't entirely trust him and only accepted the medicine with the intention of secretly tossing it away later, which would have been a waste of heaven's precious resources, as there are numerous valuable medicinal ingredients in it, and it could be used to save countless other lives. Hence, he proceeded to add, If you aren't going to take it, then return it to me. Anyway, your injuries aren't anything particularly severe. Why would I not take it? Yan Wuxi was amused to see him staring anxiously at the porcelain bottle and deliberately did not do as he asked. He unstoppered the bottle and poured out 3 pills, then placed them into his mouth. He then took the plum drink in front of Shen Qiao, downing the pills while sipping. It feels like the stuffiness and obstruction in my chest has suddenly cleared. Yan Wuxi rubbed at his chest. Shen Qiao replied, This isn't some immortal elixir. Yan Wuxi laughed out loud. I'm referring to the plum drink. I've heard that the bodily fluids of Taoist cultivators can be used in medicine. You've already drunk from the plum drink. Doesn't it now contain your bodily fluids? Faced with such obscene words, what else could Shen Qiao say? Although he would often hear such shameless words all day long, his fair features still couldn't help but reveal a trace of faint pink. Yan Wuxi saw the latter's eyes reveal both shame and annoyance. Shen Qiao wordlessly supported himself against the table, intending to get up and leave, but then Yan Wuxi pressed down his hand, keeping it in place. He said with a smile, All right. It's the medicine that's effective, not the bodily fluids. When did you prepare the medicine? How come I didn't know of this? Shen Xiao replied in a sullen manner. Must this humble Taoist report everything to Yin Zongzhu? Yin Wuxi said, Of course you don't have to. This is just me expressing my care and concern. I'm worried that you don't have enough money to spend or that you might get hoodwinked by others. Shen Xiao replied, So it turns out that this humble Taoist is so slow-witted and stupid in Yin Zongzhu's eyes. Yin Wuxi thought to himself, Isn't that the case? If you weren't stupid, how would you have been foolish enough to let me sell you off to Sang Jingxing without even realizing it? But outwardly, he kept a smile on his face and said, That isn't true. Ever since you left the mountain, you've been improving day by day. I've observed it myself. You are much smarter now than you were before. Shen Xiao tried to endure it, but he couldn't help but retort, With your behavior, Yin Zongzhu does not look like he has any internal injuries. Why don't you speak a few more words? Perhaps you'll recover even quicker. Yin Wuxi smiled and said, That won't do. Without a taste of Shen Daozhang's excellent medicine, my recovery is bound to be slower. Also, I heard Yang Jian gave you some funds. Shen Xiao said, That's right. Those funds are to be used for the construction of Xuandu Temple. Yin Wuxi said, Going by these words, you actually do intend to stay in Chang'an in the long term. Shen Xiao replied, That's yet to be determined. I intend to return to Xuandushan first to have a look and see if I can sort out Xuandushan's issues. If Xuandushan wishes to involve itself in the secular world in the future, at least it will already have a foothold in Chang'an. In my opinion, Yang Jian has the bearing of an outstanding monarch with bold vision and exceptional talents and isn't one of those stubbornly prejudiced, easily influenced, or muddle-headed rulers. He also treats the Taoist faction tolerantly and peaceably. It's possible that the Taoist faction may truly be able to take this opportunity to rise above and emerge as a power. Yin Wuxi reminded him, He's only doing all of this to win over the hearts of the people. Shen Xiao smiled and said, I'm aware, but there's nothing wrong with it. I may be a Taoist, but I can't deny that there are some degenerates within the Taoist faction. If there can be a situation like the contention of 100 schools of thought, it will be a blessing for the common people of the world. And it will be unlikely that there will be an event where the emperor pillages and plunders the people's property for the benefit of a single faction, consequently leaving the people destitute and in extreme hardships. Yang Jian may be deeply influenced by Buddhism, but he still treats the Confucian and Taoist factions with an impartial and fair hand. In my opinion, this is the magnanimous bearing that the monarch of a country should possess. Most importantly, in the event that Xuandushan intends to involve itself with the secular world, now is the most opportune time. Yin Wuxi raised an eyebrow. Don't you always worship and obey Qi Feng Ge's will? How is it that you are now willing to act in contradiction with his opinions on this matter? Shen Xiao replied, The circumstances of the past differ from that of the present. When my late teacher was still in the world, no such opportunity existed. If this grand elder were still alive, he would certainly agree with my way of thinking. Yin Wuxi said, Oh, when you put it that way, this venerable one understands. Shen Xiao asked, What do you understand? Yin Wuxi replied, When you want to do something, you'll say that Qi Feng Ge would approve of it. If you don't want to do something, you'll claim that you are respecting Qi Feng Ge's last wishes. Either way, he's dead. It's not as if he can jump out of his grave to refute your words. He spoke this in a deliberate manner. Unexpectedly, instead of flaring up in anger out of exasperation, Shen Xiao seriously pondered in the matter for a moment before smiling faintly and saying, What you said isn't wrong. With this smile, His gaze sparkled, glittering and dazzling, filling the room with radiant light. Even Yan Wushi, whose gaze had fallen upon him, couldn't help but be mesmerized and transfixed at the sight. Shen Xiao said, "My late teacher was a very sensible and reasonable person. He would definitely be able to understand my way of thinking." Yan Wushi raised a brow. He fully disapproved of how the other would incessantly speak of his late Shifu's strengths. But he had always prided himself on being magnanimous and tolerant. Hence, he would naturally not make a fuss over a dead man. It is evident from this that although Shen Xiao is a decent and upright person, he is by no means fettered by the established practices and rules. This is precisely why, out of his 5 personal disciples, Qi Fengge had chosen Shen Qiao as his successor. Yan Wushi spoke again. "Since you've already accepted the imperial edict's conferment, although you're not obligated to obey his commands, you're now considered to have ties with the imperial court, at least in name. Such being the case, Xuan Dushan's affairs cannot be entirely considered to be your personal matters only. Given the current relationship between Huan Yuezong and Sui dynasty, had Yang Jian known that you were heading to Xuan Dushan, even if I did not volunteer, he would definitely ask me to aid you. I'll then have Bian Yan Mei accompany you on this trip. He's more tactful and will be able to be of some help to you." After he'd furnished his underlying rationale, Shen Xiao could no longer decline and nodded, "Then, thank you very much." After saying this, Shen Xiao hesitated for a moment before saying, "You're injured. It's better for you to recuperate quietly for the next few days. Just don't bounce around everywhere so recklessly all the time." Yan Wushi's smile deepened, and he said, "Ah, Qiao, are you showing concern for me?" Shen Xiao replied, "No." Yan Wushi said, "You're lying." Shen Xiao, "Then why bother asking me?" Yan Wushi sighed. "Although I'm extremely touched, I'm nevertheless destined to fail to live up to your expectations. You mustn't forget that the old bald donkey is still waiting for me to take care of him. Whatever the case, he was once the dignified Guo Shi of the Zhou dynasty and a Buddhist leader. How can I neglect him for too long?" "I see that you have certainly no qualms about it," Shen Xiao thought to himself. He caught onto the crux of the other's words and asked, "You intend to kill him?" Yan Wushi replied lazily, "This venerable one intends to use him in exchange for something that would be of extremely great benefit." What this extremely great benefit was, he refused to say. Shen Xiao knew that any further questioning would be fruitless, hence he did not ask again. A few days later, upon hearing that Shen Xiao was preparing to return to Xuan Dushan, Yun Ying was extremely overjoyed and ran over to ask Shen Xiao when he would be leaving. Shen Xiao, however, had no intention of taking the former with him. Xuandu Temple was still being built, and someone was required to oversee the construction. Yun Ying was undoubtedly the best candidate for this. When Yun Ying heard of Shen Xiao's arrangements, his face immediately fell from the expression of joyful delight to that of dispirited dejection. The change was so obvious that one couldn't bear to see it. Shen Xiao felt that he looked a little strange and asked, "Si Shi Di, did you want to return to Xuan Dushan that badly?"
No, it's not that."
Yun Ying was uncomfortable, but he was unable to express himself. These past few days, Yu Shengyan would play tricks on him whenever he had the time. Yun Ying couldn't out-talk him. Although his martial arts were more powerful than the others, Yu Shengyan still had yet to lay a hand on him. Yun Ying was an honest child and couldn't bring himself to make the first move and give the other person a beating. When he took into consideration that he was living under someone else's roof, he didn't wish to cause any embarrassments for his Er Shi Xiong. Therefore, he did his best to put up with it all. But deep down in his heart, he had already regarded Yu Shengyan as the most troublesome person he had known, and would always try to keep the latter at a distance in his attempt to avoid him. Xin Qiao patted him on the shoulder. I know that you have devoted yourself wholeheartedly to cultivation and are not bothered by outside affairs. However, there is no one else that I can think of who is more suitable to oversee the construction of Xuandu Temple. I will do my best to return as soon as possible, hence I can only trouble you to help out with this matter. Yuan Ying hurriedly said to him, Shixiong, you go ahead. I will go there every day to supervise it and won't cause you to worry. Xin Qiao said, Thank you, A Ying. Yuan Ying replied, Shixiong, you don't need to say such words. We are all Shizun's disciples. However, I am the most useless one. I have never been able to help with anything. Deep down, I have always been very, very uncomfortable about it. It is rare that you are willing to let me take on a task, so I eagerly look forward to this. After they had been separated for a long time, this Si Shi Di who had always liked to hide behind others, had become more sensible and thoughtful. Xin Qiao felt gratified by this. After arranging things to his satisfaction, Yan Wuxi left Chang'an. After the latter's departure, Shen Qiao and Bian Yanmei also set off on their journey to Xuandushan. Bian Yanmei was a very interesting person, both in his behavior and in his speech. However, he also possessed a sense of propriety, knowing how far he can go and when to back off. Unlike Yan Wuxi, who often played with fire to the extent he would drive Shen Qiao into a shame-induced rage, traveling with someone like Bian Yanmei naturally felt as refreshing and pleasant as the spring breeze. Not to mention, Xin Qiao himself isn't a difficult person to get along with and can be considered to be a very good companion by others. He does not like being in the limelight and is willing to patiently and attentively listen when other people speak. In times of danger, he is a trustworthy and dependable source of help. Anyone would wish to have a friend like him. Bian Yanmei hadn't interacted with Xin Qiao much in the past, but he has spent a long time in the imperial court, and he possesses a keen understanding of the hearts of men. People like Xin Qiao, who would never betray their friends, were definitely people that he would be glad to consider a friend. As the saying goes, another friend is another way out. Bian Yanmei had been taught and raised by Yan Wuxi, and was not intrinsically that different from his own Shifu. But in comparison to his teacher, he was much more tactful and sophisticated. In addition, Bian Yanmei was already aware of Yan Wuxi's intentions towards Xin Qiao, and deliberately made sure to maintain friendly relations with the other man during their entire journey. As a result, the two naturally got along well. Both of them had their qinggong and were accompanied by excellent steeds. If they pressed on and traveled day and night, the journey would take 3 to 5 days. If they were only to travel during the day and rest at night, the trip would take over 10 days. Had Xin Qiao been riding on his own, it would have been no issue for him to travel all day long. But since he was traveling with Bian Yanmei, needless to say, he did not want to compel the other person into accompanying him on a harried journey. After about 10 days of travel, they arrived at Xuandu Town, at the foot of Xuandushan. Upon seeing how bustling the town was, Bian Yanmei couldn't help but smile and say, These past 2 years have seen Xuandu Town flourish and become more prosperous. When I visited this place a few years ago, I don't remember there being this many people. Xin Qiao hadn't been here for ages, so he looked about in all directions before saying, Indeed, the green hills remain unchanged. But the people and things around it are now all different. He had grown up in the mountains since he was a child and was extremely familiar with Xuandu Town. He would naturally have a stronger emotional attachment towards this place than Bian Yanmei would. At this time, the two of them were currently sitting in a tea house, resting and having some tea. A tea house worker heard their words and came over to interject, This lively and bustling situation is not likely to last for long. Shen Qiao said, what do you mean?
The tea house worker explained,
well, the two of you must be aware that these fields at the foot of the mountain are all owned by the Taoist priests in Shendushan. In the past, several of Shendushan's leaders sympathized with and behaved solicitously of our difficult lives. Thus, they collected only very low amounts of rent on the land. We were extremely grateful for this. Had it not been for this, Shendu Town wouldn't be bustling like it was now. Shendu Town wouldn't be bustling like it is now. However, none of us can tell what the new sect leader was thinking. A few days ago, it was announced that our rent for this year will be increased, and by quite a lot. How can we endure this? Even for those who run businesses like inns and food places, or tea houses like ours, all of us also have to pay rent. If this goes on, who would dare continue running their businesses here? Our boss already told us that after the end of this month, we are to pack up and return to our hometown. Xin Qiao asked, a newly appointed sect leader? Is it Yu Ai? The tea house worker shook his head. His surname didn't seem to be Yu. It was said that he took up the position only last month. Prior to that, he served as Qi Zhenren's eldest disciple. Shen Qiao asked, Tan? The tea house worker replied, yes, his surname is Tan. Shen Qiao's eyes met Bian Yan Mei's. But I heard it was originally Yu Zhang Jiao. How did it now become Tan Zhang Jiao? Shen Qiao couldn't suppress the bottomless chasm of shock in his heart. The tea house worker scratched his head and replied, this lowly one doesn't know anything about that. After sharing a few more pieces of gossip, upon seeing that other guests had arrived for tea, the tea house worker hurriedly rushed over to greet them. Shen Qiao slowly wrinkled his brows. How is it that Da Shi Xiong has now become sect leader? What happened to Yu Ai? Bian Yan Mei said, we had set off at the end of last month and have only just arrived now at the start of the month. Perhaps we had missed the news along the way. We can make further inquiries. Shen Daozhang doesn't need to feel too anxious about this matter yet. We can clarify this matter first by asking around before we ascend the mountain. Shen Qiao replied, that's fine. Since they need to figure out the situation first, both men would need to find a place to stay. Kuruins have always been good places for one to obtain information. Bian Yan Mei was extremely at ease with such matters. His behavior like driving a light carriage on a well-traveled and familiar path. He brought Shen Qiao to a modestly sized inn, telling him, these merchants and people of the Jianghu all share one unique characteristic. Unless they are from noble and wealthy families, they would never stay in a luxury inn. Rather, they would choose to stay here, where it's neither particularly good nor terrible. This will be the most effective place for us to make inquiries and gather information. Xin Xiao naturally had no objections to this and nodded his head in agreement. Xuandu Zifu was still one of the major Taoist sects. Ever since Yu Hai had announced the unsealing of the mountain, there had been a steady stream of youths who came forth to apprentice themselves to learn martial arts. Some of these youths' ancestors were of the Jianghu, except that their situation had declined by the time of their current generation. Others had heard of the numerous anecdotes and tales centered around martial arts, and as a result, they wholeheartedly yearned for the glint and flash of cold steel. Many of them possessed fairly good aptitude and innate talent, but they were all, without any exception, not from influential or wealthy families. Otherwise, said families would have already arranged a better path of life for their descendants, and there would be no need for them to travel 1,000 li to seek discipleship. However, just as Bian Yan Mei had said, they would need to stop over at this middling kind of inn, one that was neither particularly good nor particularly terrible. The grand lobby on the first floor was noisy and crowded. Yin and Min and Shen Qiao entered and searched for a place to sit down. Coincidentally, there were several sword-bearing youths seated next to them. There was no need for them to ask around for information, since these youths were already discussing the latest happenings within the Jianghu. Someone said, "Did you all hear? Huan Yuezong's leader issued a formal letter of challenge to Hu Lu Gu." Shen Qiao had wanted to pick up his cup, but upon hearing these words, his heart shook and his movement halted in his tracks.
"The author has something to say. Lao Yin, did you think that this venerable one's brain has short-circuited that I would provoke Hu Lu Gu for no reason?"
Yu Sheng Yan respectfully requesting for instruction. "Then, may I ask Shi Zun, what is his intention for this?"
Lao Yan replied, "Fun."
Yu Sheng Yan